We're back on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues here today with Dr. Tim Schaefer. He is the assistant professor, soon to be associate professor at the Department of Communication Studies at K-State and assistant director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy at K-State. There's an interesting broadcast actually happening tonight, which you tweeted at me here this morning about, and it's put on by the National Institute for Civil Discourse, a good panel of six different former pretty high-up leaders there, including Gabby Giffords, a very prominent name from Arizona.
Yeah, so tonight the National Institute for Civil Discourse is hosting an event that is inclusive of both Republicans and Democrats, who are kind of national leaders in different roles. So there are two who both served as HHS, Health and Human Service cabinet members, both Republican and Democrat, and in the past. And they're going to really talk about the importance of how they have, in their previous administrations, worked through kind of pandemic issues or kind of the prep and planning for that, and as well as kind of recommendations for where we are today. But as you alluded to, Gabby Gifford and Jeff Flake, both from Arizona, are going to be also in part of that conversation, talking about, I think, I'm connected and part of NICD, so I've seen some of this was pre-recorded, and their exchange is one of those things that you don't often know. If you know the name Gabby Gifford and know Jeff Flake, you might have certain perceptions about them, and part of what gets, I think, revealed here is a little bit of what's under the radar or behind the scenes. And I think, especially right now, when we talk about kind of healthy bipartisanship and what that looks like, how do we work together in times of crisis? Like, I think their exchange and story is really helpful, as well as former Governor Christy Todd Whitman and former Senator Tom Daschle are part of that presentation. So that's tonight. It starts at 8:30 Eastern, so 7:30 here in the Central Time Zone, and it's going to be available. It's both on Facebook Live, so you can find it through the National Institute for Civil Discourse there, but you can also just go to it directly by going to commonsenseamerican.org/healthybipartisanship. And so if you do a kind of a quick look around for those words, the National Institute for Civil Discourse and Healthy Bipartisanship, you'll be able to come across it, and maybe we could even share the link to it when the recording from today goes up. But it's an exciting event, and I will note too that in addition to those six very prominent voices, kind of national leaders, that kind of interspersed with that are voices of kind of everyday Americans who have been part of a project. So Common Sense American is an initiative of the National Institute for Civil Discourse, and there are people across the ideological spectrum, really evenly split, interestingly enough. And there's a number of them who are also included in this recording who have been talking about an experience that they've had working on this issue of medical surprise medical billing, which for a lot of people right now is very concerning, of the scenarios when you might be taken to the hospital in an emergent situation and you don't have the ability to decide whether or not to receive care or from whom, things like that. And it's one of those areas where before COVID-19, there was a lot of bipartisan effort to move towards some agreement on how to address this issue. I think it's only been intensified by this current environment that we're in. And so part of the very end of that that presentation tonight is hearing from those people with our the National Institute for Civil Discourse's Executive Director, Keith Allred, and then some of these recommendations. So it's about an hour long total. It'll be live, like I said, tonight at 7:30 Central, and is something I would encourage people to do, especially if you're interested in politics. And as we often talk about it, here is one of these examples of something that looks and sounds and frankly feels different than a lot of how we're accustomed to thinking about it. So it's an opportunity. It's free. Like I said, commonsenseamerican.org you'll find it there, as well as going to NICD on social media outlets, as well as Facebook. And so it's a Facebook Live event, but it's going to be available. You don't need to log in or anything else. It'll just be embedded right there. So easily accessible.
Yeah. You know, now more than ever, that kind of bipartisan conversation can only help people get access to clearer information.
Yes, and that's where I think part of this is, I think, really helpful. The you know, the two former cabinet members in both Republican and Democratic administrations really note that, right, that these kinds of issues, these times, they frankly require us to kind of step out of maybe this kind of oppositional approach to kind of partisan politics and say, how do we collectively address these issues? And I mean, admitting that there are these tensions, right? This is not just about pure, like, shut down the economy and stay home. I'm sitting in my car for a reason, right? I'm not in the sound booth with you. So we're doing our parts. And at the same time, how do we think about it from this economic standpoint too, that we need to be able to move forward in kind of appropriate and thoughtful ways? You know, holding these kind of competing tensions is really significant. And for us to, you know, to be thinking in ways that are reflective, I mean, this is, you know, back to myself here for a moment, this is the kind of work that I teach about, and what I help hopefully students kind of recognize is that deliberation is fundamentally about tensions and trade-offs. What are we willing to give? What do we, you know, what do we kind of hold dear, and how do we find ways through that? Because there's not simply a right answer. In a kind of exclusive way, we can have kind of inclinations towards certain things, but we need to be able to have those conversations with one another. So all that's to say, tonight the event, I think, highlights some of that importance, and maybe can serve as a reminder of why, especially right now, we need to be able to do that at the national level and maybe at the local, the state and local level as well.
All right, very good. Well, we're about out of time, but I do want to give you a quick chance. There's a great blog that you put up here on distance learning at K-State, which people can go read. If you want to give us just kind of a quick rundown of that.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, as you know, at Kansas State and just about every other university, we've all gone to distant learning and figuring out new platforms and things like that. So students are all over, and we're all teaching via computers and the like. And And part of my work is historical, and I knew this history before, but I spent some time the last number of days looking back at K-State's history. And so, actually, a century ago, during the 1918 Spanish influenza, and this is what's included somewhere in that post, is some examples of what K-State was doing at that time, especially through extension, through things called the Home Study Service, where people who weren't able to be in Manhattan for all sorts of reasons, but it was only exacerbated by the kind of pandemic, were able to still pursue education through kind of correspondence courses. They receive things in the mail and send it back, and all of this. And so I think, just briefly, there's a real kind of a good reminder there that we're not the first ones to deal with significant change or kind of alteration from life, and people have found ways through that, and especially for places like K-State that in the past, recognizing that everybody could be here in Manhattan, and what do we do about that? And so if that's of interest to folks, it's really helpful. The last thing I'll say there is there's a wonderful image that was part of a lot of these documents at that time, and it showed the state of Kansas. And around the circle around the state, it said the Kansas State Agricultural College, you know, the former name of K-State. And at the center of it was the state of Kansas, and across it said the campus. And so this idea of education as being place-based is not lost, but it's also acknowledging that that place is much broader than we often think about it as a specific campus, for example. So if that's of interest to people, we might be able to embed that maybe with the material later. But thanks for mentioning that. And I think, you know, for us, we're being reminded that we're not the first ones to deal with truly kind of global challenges and pandemics, and we'll find a way through it. We have to figure out how to do that together.
All right. And you can follow him on Twitter at Timothy J. Schaefer. Thanks so much, Dr. Schaefer. Appreciate it.
It's really good to be with you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health next.